I am happy to introduce our first speaker, Raymond. Yay! Raymond Alcoholic.
Thanks. I think Jim asked me to lead. So thank you, Jim, for asking me to lead. And I'm the 10-minute speaker, but he's also asked me to keep going. So if you guys like what I hear, I'll keep going. So welcome to all the newcomers. I'm glad you guys are here. Hopefully I say something that keeps you guys coming back. And congratulations on your 5 years and your 2 years over there, man. It's not a race in here, you know. For me, it wasn't. It's not a race. If you have, there's people in here with that I've heard with 15 years, and there's some people that I'm not attracted to, and there's some people with 2 years that are like, damn, that guy's on fire, or that woman's on fire, you know. But anyways, my sobriety date is July 22nd, 2000. That's probably like my third sobriety date, so I got almost 6 years next month. And I came in my first time in 2011, and then 2014 I lasted 6 years that time also. And I'd like to share those because it's important for me to share those things. So when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous, when people ask what part of Mexico I'm from, I tell them Sunset in Vermont and Hollywood, and raised in East LA. I'm actually Portuguese, so I'm not from Mexico. But anyways, growing up as a kid, you know, this morning we were talking about fear, and my whole life was, I didn't know I was scared or fear or, you know, none of this stuff. My sponsor asked me to think about go back to your first resentment. And that went way back, always trying to fit in and see what my purpose is in life. And I don't know what's right from wrong growing up, you know. I'm being recorded, right? So if I say anything that I shouldn't say, I've been convicted of most of the things that if I talk about them. Amen. And I came from a background with, you know, what I thought coming in here was different, you know. I'm different than you guys, you know. I didn't start drinking till I was 28 years old, because where I came from, we had spray paint and PCP. Yeah, I'm a little bit different than you guys. 12 years old, sniffing the gold stuff. And, family, my father was an alcoholic, heroin addict, and gang member. Man, I remember my father, man, he was the baddest dude in East LA, and his Cadillac in the 80s, and, you know, the tall boy in his lab. Like I said, I don't know what's normal growing up. I went to Catholic school. I'm recovering Catholic. You're just trying to figure out what life has for me, you know. Then around 12 years old also, you know, trying to find acceptance and fear. I thought it would be a great idea to join a street gang. That just a whole nother topic, but you know, what does all this have to do with alcoholism? Absolutely nothing. Alcohol is just a symptom. You know, I didn't know how to deal with people, places, and things, my feelings. I've been scared a lot. I shared earlier in morning meeting, some of my most horrific stuff I did in my life, violently or whatever, I did most of it out of fear. And I couldn't say those words, you know, from my background and the places I've been, you know, in prison. You don't stop on the prison yard and hold the homie's hand and say, hey, homie, let's pray about this. It doesn't work that way, you know. So when I was 28 years old, I got released after almost a decade. And, you know, after, you know, for so many years, you have people turning on the light for you. I had no responsibility, no cell phone bill, man, no bills for all these years. I didn't know how to deal with life, you know? And I got a shot of tequila and a tall boy, and man, it just kind of relaxed me. This was in like 2006, I would say, 2005. And I just felt that ease, that like, oh. And man, it worked for a while. It worked for a while, so I thought it was so fucking awesome, mowing the lawn, and the neighbors thought I was so cool and stuff, but at the end, it stopped working. Alcohol stopped working for me. I started, I had a job, I had a house, everything was going good, and everything, you know, just things start, you know, not working out anymore, you know. I'm drinking about a couple of gallons of tequila a week. And when I got here to Alcoholics Anonymous, I just wanted to stop for a little bit, you know, just so I can make some better decisions, you know. I didn't know what to expect in here, and I really didn't want to stick around. You know, back then I looked around, I'm like, man, I don't fit in with these people. I don't fit in with these people. They wouldn't understand me. They wouldn't understand what, you know. And then I would hear these stories of keep coming back and we'll love you till you learn to love yourself. Use my God. I'm like, man, these people are so cheesy, you know. It's just so cheesy to hear, you know, these. I would sit on this back wall right there. I would stop at Santa Maria Liquor and get a shot of tequila, and I would take a shot, and I would sit on that back wall with my glasses on, because you guys wouldn't know I've been drinking, right? And I just listened to you guys' boohoo stories, like, man, I just want to figure out how their stain stopped. Like, there's no way that guy's been sober 5 years. Like, every day? For 2 years? Like, you know, I just couldn't wrap my head around it, you know? And I kept coming back, and I stood outside at that table, and some nice white gentleman came up to me, and he said he could be my temporary sponsor. And I said, that's freaking great, because I could fire him if I don't like him, right? If he's a temporary. And gave me his phone number, and a whole bunch of nice guys gave me their phone numbers. And when I first came in here to Alcoholics Anonymous, I would like to say that the men were a lot meaner, you know what I mean? It's like, shut up, you know, don't do this for night, you know. And these guys were actually, you know, calling me, picking me up, coming to meetings. So I worked all 12 steps. I had my first sponsor. He had me like, come on, bud. Come on, bud. The storm's coming. The storm's coming. I'm like, the storm. Like, fuck, this dude is tripping. So I worked all 12 steps in about 4 months, 3.5, 4 months, and I did them half-ass. And I got positive results. And I say, you know what? I'm all in. I got positive results from doing the, like, now, it, you know, like, boom, this is 2014. And I'm in here and I'm wiping down tables, man, washing cups and conventions. And, man, life is great. You know, I found a God that, of my understanding that I didn't understand. I talked about, you know, growing up Catholic, and, you know, I had a problem with religion, but finding a God, and I was all like, you know, I believe that the streets were faithful, and my ex-wife was faithful, and I believe that, you know, the Santa Claus and all this stuff, so why can't I believe that there was a higher power? The big book says, I was reading the big book before I came, and forgot everything I read, but I know that I needed a God. I know I need a God of my understanding, and I need to have a spiritual awakening and I might have a chance. You know, I just might have a chance. Should I keep going? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, everything's going great. I'm doing what I'm supposed to, you know. I'm coming to meetings, you know, 2-3 meetings. Man, just being of service and got remarried again, and man, life was great, man. Like, shoot, like I didn't have a problem anymore with what alcohol had a problem with. I didn't have a problem with anything. I just was on fire, you know. And I'm sharing this because the big book tells you what's going to happen if you stop coming to meetings, you stop reading the big book, if you stop talking to your sponsor, if you're being dishonest with yourself. Only you know if you're being honest with yourself. And I thought I was prepared for everything. I had my father had passed away in my first 9 months of sobriety, and went through one divorce, and man, I'm not drinking for nothing, you know, like there's nothing that could get me to pick up a drink. And 2000, by July 22nd, July 21st, 2000, I already had premeditated my brain, and it was COVID. I stopped coming to meetings, and I had ended up in a bad situation where my past had caught up to me. My past had caught up to me, and that fear came back. That fear came back. And I ended up back in a dark place. With some horrific things going through my brain, and the first thing I did was stop praying. Yeah, I just stopped praying. My sponsor would say, "Hey, you want to talk?" Like, nope, nope, nothing you could help me with right now, buddy. Not you, not God, not anybody could help me with what I'm going through right now. You know, this is how alcohol. King alcohol had came back into my brain and was telling me, was lying to me again. You know what I mean? I was getting that distance from my higher power, from God, from the big book, as far away from you guys as possible, you know? But I didn't realize it. Or maybe I did. But either way, I kept doing it. And I drank. I drank. It was one drink. It was one big drink. It was one big drink. And I went into the room and I told my wife that I had drank her bottle of Jack Daniels. And she says, "How much?" I said, "All of it." So I really, you know, and I was, so I'm telling you guys this story because the big book told me, well, you know, the next meeting, the next morning, that's why the welcome to the newcomers, because man, get your ass in here, man. The faster you vomit that shit and get in here, I've seen more people die in these rooms than I had in the growing up in those streets, you know. And I grew up during the LA riots, and I've been, it's pretty, you know, so get in here. Get in here. Yeah. Man, I'm alcoholic. God bless you, man. I'm like, that's like, so respect people that raise their hand. I don't give a crap how much time you have and you relapse. Get your ass back in here. So I was at a meeting the next morning, and I was at Waller Park with my sponsor the next day, just flapping my gums, just vomiting all that stuff, and started reading the big book again. And today, like, you know, I get on TikTok for 45 minutes. Why can't I read the big book for 15 minutes? You know, so that's what I was doing. I was on TikTok and I had this guilty conscience. I closed TikTok, got my big book and start. And I people were like, "Oh, you could just listen to it." And you could just, like, no, I have to read it. Because I read it, I absorb more, you know. I listen, I could just wander off and chase butterflies, you know. So what I'm doing today to stay sober is I when I'm asked to speak for 10 minutes and I keep talking for 20 minutes, but I come in here, hopefully I could, you know, my story could help somebody else, and the answers are in that big book, you know. You work all those steps in that order and your life will change, you know. The answers are all in there, you know, getting a higher power, you know. It looks so difficult, but today my life is peaceful. I have quality problems today, as far as, you know, like when you start thinking, when the big book tells me, when I get into my head, because like I'm on my biggest enemy, and I start thinking, you know, like, fuck, I got car insurance and 28 gallon Silverado that's $150 of gas, and man, and I'm lonely, and I catch myself really fast, and I'm like, man, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky I have a gas guzzler. I have a job that I could go to every day that they trust me to. Man, I'm so lucky that I'm still alive. I'm so lucky I'm not in prison taking showers with men. I don't know, for you, that's a blessing for me. Should I? Like, I don't know who the hell thinks that's cool, but not me. So like, but someone like me has to remind myself, because, you know, it's easy just to rest on my laurels or be a jerk. Sometimes I catch I get resentment sometimes, and I know that by working these steps, I know that something's happening in my life. I don't know what's happening in my life. When I stopped asking God for questions, for help, and when I stopped asking and started listening, I think that's when the magic happened to me. And that really happened like 6 months ago, where that peace, that resentment, when I get a resentment, it lasts about 5 minutes now. It's so exhausting to be mad at somebody and behave. That shit just takes so much darn energy out of me. You know, just to be resentful or hateful or want to, you know. So, you know, before it would last about a week, and sometimes I would think about maybe slashing tires, but I never did it. But I don't have those thoughts anymore. I don't, you know, now my resentment level is down to 5 minutes, and I start feeling like, all right, you're taking my peace away. You know, I start feeling that restless, irritable, and discontent the big book talks about. I start feeling, what I'm trying to say is, my life has changed by working these steps. And I don't know what God has in store for me for, you know. I just know that I have to be the best I can for today, you know. Whatever time I have left on this planet, I want to be productive and positive, and you guys remember, like, man, that guy was all right, you know. That's, I don't think that's too much to ask for. I know that's kind of selfish, because I'm already like thinking about me again. See, that's how this shit works. It's always like me. And my first sponsor used to say, "That's enough about me. How do you feel about me?" It always comes back. But, you know, at least I'm catching those things. So you want to take over, Jim?
All right. Thank you,
Raymond. Right on. Thank you, Raymond. Let's give him another round of applause.